Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on e-learning. We're talking about the hidden costs of e-learning programs. If you're an e-learner in a typical online course in the United States, chances are you're used to having 20 to 25 students in your course section, and you're accustomed to receiving personalized responses from your instructor for each of your papers, drafts, discussion board posts, and emails. In a perfect world, this model replicates the experience of being in a small seminar, which results in high-quality interactions, multi-pronged student engagement, and personal mentoring and guidance. Unfortunately, the small section model is expensive. Colleges and universities are finding that, to their dismay, the initial investment made in infrastructure and computing capacity software servers was just the beginning. Differentials and upgrades have led to a domino effect of obsolescence. The current model is not sustainable. There are hidden costs of small section online courses, and they include the following: extreme bandwidth and capacity needs. 2. Large numbers of individual sections, resulting in high administrative overhead. 3. Frequent software or operating system upgrades or changes, which precipitate incompatibilities and the need for time-consuming patches. 4. High attrition rate of burned-out adjunct instructors, resulting in high turnover and thus necessitating the team to develop orientation and training courses. 5. Coordination of the large number of adjuncts is no easy feat. It is expensive and time-consuming. 6. Updating multiple small sections is complicated, time-consuming, tedious, and ongoing hands-on work. Grading and record-keeping with numerous small sections turns into a Herculean task. Are there solutions to the issues? How can costs be reduced while engagement, retention, and high-quality outcomes maintained? Solutions. 1. Bandwidth problems. Make the materials available in many forms. This could include material accessible via mobile device or CD-ROM. 2. Think of ways to maximize the number of students per section without diminishing quality. This can be accomplished by having, quote, lecture sections, breakout discussion groups, and uniformly administered quizzes. 3. Keep the learning management program or system as simple as possible. It may be necessary to have faculty enter final grades directly into the student record software, Oracle, DataTel, Banner, etc. Entering grades this way is tedious, but it is much better than having to reconfigure the entire architecture. 4. Give adjuncts flexibility with the course shells and give them support. Make the lessons fun and engaging. Do not kill the professor and the students with what seems to be busy work. 5. Make the updating as painless as possible. When possible, let the professor do as much updating as of tests, deadlines, etc. within the course itself. And finally, 6. Find a way to streamline grading, record keeping, and archiving. There are many ways to evaluate and improve online courses and to make them more efficient and to reduce costs. Perhaps the most important aspect of the process is the way learning takes place. A positive, nurturing learning environment will often result when processes are streamlined and morale is high. Thank you very much for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on e-learning. I've really enjoyed this, and if you heard like a dog collar shaking, that was what you actually heard in the background. There's a puppy running around in the house, and the puppy is not quite housebroken, so the puppy is wearing a diaper, and it's kind of restless. So this is interesting, and now if you heard a high-pitched squeal, that was a guinea pig in the background. So here's online learning situated in a certain context. Maybe your context is different. Kind of hope so, huh? So this is Susan.